Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Be honest with me, Pittsburgh. Chris Muller, Donnie Football, drunk in Atlantic City, intern Dom, Sean Myers. Panthers won last night in game 3 of the Stanley Cup playoffs to make it 2-1, their first franchise victory in the Stanley Cup final. Is that the first time you heard the call?
No.
You were up for it.
I didn't watch it, but I heard it. I went back and looked and like literally typed into Twitter, Kachuk. Because I had seen that he had won it.
Gotcha.
Went and played it back. Or no, that he had tied it, I'm sorry, then heard the Verhaeghe call.
How about you, Sean? Did you see it live?
I did not. I have not watched a single second of the Stanley Cup Finals.
But this is Hockey Mecca?
New Hockey Mecca.
New Hockey Mecca, yeah. Hockey Mecca 2, Electric Boogaloo. I can't believe that.
How about intern Dom back there? Did you watch it last night, Dom?
I watched the end of it. I was at a party last night for a little bit.
Oh!
Hours.
College kid
following the game on my phone, and
congratulations
back in my house
on all your popularity success.
Was there a keg there?
My parents listen to this show, so I will not be answering that question.
Those were the days. You get back from college.
Oh yeah,
first summer back from first year. Summer between freshman year and sophomore year.
First sip of some of those ill-gotten gains. Look at that, though. He was responsible enough that he wasn't going crazy.
I think I almost died that summer. I think the amount of damage I did to my liver, but also the amount of brain cells that got killed.
Think about
that summer.
And you're and we revere you for your intellect and recall here. How smart were you before all that?
I think that was the craziest, like drug abuse. Time of my life. Yeah.
I don't have a drug abuse summer to fall back on. Sorry, not that cool. But I had my big one was sophomore to junior year. I did the classic pony. I worked hard, played hard. I worked so hard driving a truck for a construction company, very blue collar job.
Absolutely.
That I would get home on Fridays and my parents would just say, "We'll see you Sunday evening." They wanted old Mulsey to go out and do more or less do whatever because I had worked very hard to earn it.
I kind of got the stern reaction from Amanda last night when I wanted to put that game on in bed. That, come on, you'd watched the NBA Finals the night before and came up to bed late. Can we not do this again? And I was looking at her and I thought, you know what?
So what'd you put on instead?
So I ended up falling asleep early last night. I didn't see the end of the game. But guess what? I don't feel guilty about it because the ratings in Pittsburgh back that up.
Toilet bowl?
Not good. More people in Pittsburgh have watched the first two games, this is on average, the first three games of the NBA Finals than the first three games of the Stanley Cup Finals, which backs up what you, I think, said or hinted at yesterday, that this is something that is not a one-time thing, that it actually happens more than maybe people realize.
Yeah, it usually happens more that, like, if there's not a Pittsburgh team, if Pittsburgh's not playing for the Stanley Cup, or there's maybe some other weird interest story like Fleury with Vegas, their expansion year,
so what's
you're not going to get numbers.
So what's your theory on why more people are watching the NBA Finals.
Because I think there's
Pittsburgh
a silent majority of
then
people.
Then Stanley Cup Final.
Yeah, I have an easy theory. There's a silent majority of people who don't go on Twitter to broadcast how much Pittsburgh hates the NBA and how much they personally hate the NBA and what a lame sport it is, etc. There's a huge silent majority here that happily turns on the far more popular sport nationally when there's not skin in the game in the Stanley Cup for the Penguins. It's an easy explanation, man. It's a more accessible game to play when you're a kid, basketball, that is. I think it's a game a lot of people still grow up with, and it is a sport that even when it's two small markets where, like, the ESPN blatherfests were doing things like, do you think that people would really watch a Celtics-Lakers third-place series? Yes, they would. I also don't give a rat's ass. But I think that even though you've got two mid-markets and Jokic, the best player in the league, doesn't want to be like a superstar and a sort of a media figure, that league has done a way better job of just making people know who its best players are. Everybody knows who Jimmy Buckets is.
Yep. So I have two theories. The first one is there's no one or no team in the Stanley Cup final that's left that draws an emotional reaction from Penguins fans. There's not a hated team. There's not a Capitals or Flyers. Somebody you're going to turn on the game, and there's a visceral, I don't want to see that team get to skate around the ice with the Stanley Cup, so I'm going to adopt the team that they're playing. There's none of that. There's no, like you said, human interest story of Fleury trying to win a cup in Vegas. Now, maybe there would have been if Kessel had a prominent role on Vegas's team, but after he played in every single regular season game, he got benched. He hasn't played,
since the first round.
Yeah, so he's out of the mix. I don't know how many. I doubt there are a lot of hockey fans or Penguins fans that even know that.
How many people even knew in Pittsburgh that he was on the Knights? Seriously.
I think people know that. I think I give fans enough credit here for knowing that that's the team he's on right now.
See, I think there are a lot more people that are NBA fans who had no idea that he was on the Golden Knights.
The other theory I have is that when your team has a year that upsets you and you're not, the season ends and, for example, Pitt basketball, they lose in the second round to Xavier. Job well done. Yeah, the season's over. We lost. It sucks. But thank you for giving us a lot of good memories and good moments this year.
This was a happy season at the end of the day.
Other than the NFL, which people watch religiously, the playoffs, the Super Bowl, no matter what. I think everything else is dependent on what happens with your team and your players. The Penguins having such a crappy end to their season and it being so long ago, I think left the taste in fans' mouths where they're like, yeah, I think I'm good on hockey for now. I don't think I need
a reminder
of
how far away they are. Right. Or like, these teams are so much better than them. Yeah, I buy that as an explanation.
Or
I do.
Florida somehow does this Cinderella ride. I don't need to get invested in that. I don't need to show up for that. I don't need to have it shoved down my throat that this team got in the playoffs.
Yeah, every game
the last
they win,
team.
Every game they win is an act is thanks to an act of our charity.
Yep, losing to Chicago, losing to Columbus at the end of the year. I don't also want to do any of, I don't think fans want to watch it and do the this could be us, what could have been thing. If we had just sneaked in, is there a way our goalie gets hot or Crosby and Malkin rise to the occasion? I just think that it brings up thoughts in your head that you don't really want as a fan. And you do, and guess what? When you put the NBA Finals on, you do none of that.
It's free and easy.
Because you don't have, that's right. It's whatever show you put on to relax and get entertained, where you can just turn your brain off
guilt,
and disconnect.
It is guilt-free, and not even guilt's not the right word, but you know what I mean. It is completely duty-free. You have no rooting obligation other than a bet maybe that you made interest. You are just watch. If you are putting the NBA Finals on, it is a conscious choice that is something that's on tonight that I want to watch. How big was the disparity? Do you have it?
I don't have the exact number, but I know that it was substantial, like almost double.
I'm not surprised at all, man. I'll go back to my original basic thesis. There are just a lot of people using this website who are very loudly in favor of, and most of them show up in my replies as, you have muted this user. But there are a lot of people who just cannot wait to tell you that they hate the NBA and don't watch. Okay, if you're there and then there's nine other people, probably seven of them are watching.
Now, when you say on this website, what was that, Tumblr? Was that what you were referring to?
No, it was actually GeoCities.
Can I pose another aspect to this?
Sure, Sean.
No! No, I'm kidding.
So one other thing that I think might be a little challenging with the NHL is you see so many games go to overtime, and that's a significant time commitment if it goes one or certainly two overtimes that you might not make it to the end of the game if it's a weeknight.
Yeah, I'm also too lazy to stay up and stay invested in that.
Well, that's what that's exactly what happened to me last night. But I think the counterpoint to that is that seems to be the thing that gets fetishized about hockey this time of year.
But I think
it's
that's
the
early,
double overtime and triple early. Overtime games.
I think that's early in the playoffs. If you've watched a bunch of them to this point and you're like, oh God, here comes the Stanley Cup final, it's going to a third overtime. Unless you're in one of the two cities where they're playing, that becomes tough to keep going. Like for me, the Socorro winner in 08 in triple overtime is a legendary moment, but I bet you for people in Tulsa who might have liked hockey, they weren't watching.
I think the only problem there is the time the game starts at and when it finishes. If the game started at 1 o'clock Eastern, like a football game, and they're in the third overtime and it's in the middle of the afternoon and it's a Sunday afternoon, I would put it on because there is a curiosity there. Who's going to give in first? Battle of wills. These teams are exhausted.
Don't they put every game on in primetime, though, now for the cup final?
Yeah, they do, actually. I think they're all 8 o'clock starts.
That's what I mean. So, like, that would be nice if they were going to go backwards and do it like they did for old school baseball, but they don't. That cat's way out of the bag.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Open Phone Friday is brought to you by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real life magic for guests. So we do this once a week. Sometimes it's 5 minutes. Sometimes it's 10 minutes. We're affording you 15 minutes to call in and get whatever takeoff you want, ask us whatever question you want, bring up any topic you want, 412-928-9370. It starts right now. We'll go until 3:38, so take advantage of it. How many times have you listened to a talk show and said, why are they talking about this? Why don't they talk about this instead? I'm so sick of hearing about this, I'd rather hear them talk about this. Well, here is your one chance to set the agenda at 412-928-9370.
To control the narrative. If you've always wanted to say, and what's the deal with airline food, you can call in and do it.
412-928-9370. Here is Regis to start us off. Hello, Regis.
How's it going?
Hey, man.
I was actually going to stick on the subject you guys were talking about,
sure.
The comparison of the NBA Finals and NHL Finals.
Yes, for people that are just tuning in, the NBA Finals TV ratings in Pittsburgh are higher than the Stanley Cup Final ratings in Pittsburgh so far.
Yeah, I have not turned on a Stanley Cup game yet this season, and it's probably the first time since I've been almost a teenager. I'm like 42 now, and I haven't seen the Penguins not in the playoffs in what has it been like, 15-plus years?
05-06 is the last time they didn't make it.
This is a 16-year streak. About,
yeah, I just and I'm a better too, so I just find more, you guys call it skin in the game for NBA rather than NHL. You know, a lot more options on your same game parlays.
So this is strictly a betting thing for you.
Yeah. Just because, being in from Pittsburgh, neither sport really offers me any hometown glory, I guess.
Wait.
Well, he's saying with what's left, there's no hometown connections.
I was going to say, yeah. No, there are none.
Do the Panthers have any former Penguins on their roster? That pop into your head right away?
No. Neither team, has somebody that just, boom, there, they were a Penguin. I mean, Kessel.
I'm looking at their lines right now.
Kessel would be the obvious one, but he ain't playing.
Eric Staal is in Florida, not Jordan.
But we don't like Staal. We especially hate Mark Staal. Complicated Staal brothers relationship.
Yeah. So is Ratko Gudas.
Who we also don't like.
Sergei Bobrovsky.
Who we laugh at in the playoffs.
Here is Donnie on the fan. Hello, Donnie.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, man.
Good.
Yeah, I think the reason the ratings around Pittsburgh are as good, we're blue-collar town. We relate more to the hockey players than we do the basketball players.
Yeah, but you must have missed what I heard.
You got it mixed up. The basketball ratings are about double the hockey ratings in this blue-collar town. So what does that tell you?
Boy, I don't know that.
Maybe we're losing our blue-collar
style
and turning more into a white-collar town.
So we can see where he's calling from. He's calling from somewhere right over the border in Ohio, maybe the burb of the burg, Steubenville. Did you hear the wind come out of his sails? He was so proud to talk about the blue-collar ethos of hockey until he found out he'd been dealing from the wrong deck.
Here's Carol in Clinton, one of our favorites. Hello, Carol.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Carol. It's always a delight to talk to you.
How
got
are
big
you
plans
this,
this weekend?
What?
You got big plans this weekend?
No, just hanging around.
Cool.
Sounds good. What do you got in your mind today, Carol?
Hey, I guess our needle is stuck on what you were talking about, so I'm going to chime in on the same thing. The reason I'm struggling with the hockey playoffs is I don't have a hating interest. All the teams I hate got booted out, and I don't hate either one of these teams.
So Washington didn't make it. Philly didn't make it.
The Rangers,
and even the ones that were left, the Rangers, I hate them. They didn't get it through. Boston didn't get through. The Islanders, and on the Western side, I hate Connor McDavid, so he didn't get through. And
Carol and Clinton
why do you
hates
hate Connor
McDavid.
McDavid. Yeah.
Go on. Why do you
Please
hate him?
Do tell.
Because I'm sick of hearing how great he is. I want us to have the greatest, and we still think Sidney's the greatest, so I hate Connor McSnotface.
See? That's why we have open phone Friday. Because Carolyn Clinton brings it.
Call her the mailman.
Connor McSnotface.
I think there's something deeply funny about Carol, who am I speaking out of turn here to say she's old enough to be at least our mother? I mean, she's of in her 60s, maybe.
I hear maybe low 50s, but continue.
I think mid upper 50s, low 60s. I don't think she'd be offended. To hear her just say she is fueled by hate when she is watching otherwise neutral games, I don't know. There's something deeply refreshing about it. I can't watch these teams unless I detest at least one of them.
There's also not someone here that I'm really rooting for them to see them win a cup.
Either one of them is going to be a similar story. Wow, an expansion team that the NHL very smartly and clearly designed to be good right away, won the cup a handful of years after being an expansion team, or the Sun Belt got a title in a place where, I got to be honest, they're still not going to be turning out in droves in Sunrise, Florida, even if they're hoisting a Stanley Cup.
Well, the problem for Florida is that the year they go on this miracle run, the Heat are in the NBA Finals, too, and way more people down there care about the Heat than the Panthers.
Correct.
So that overshadows everything they're doing, which has got to, their owner's got to be thinking to himself, of all the years for us to do this, It's the same year the Heat are in the NBA
Finals.
Don't
you think their owner is quietly rooting against the Heat?
Oh, absolutely.
You have
definitely.
To. You have to want the only to be the only team that brings home hardware.
Also, I respect the way Vegas plays. They've built a hell of a team, like you said. But also, you know, this team has known nothing but winning. There's been no struggle from their fans. There's been no dark ages for their fans. No adversity.
I don't like ripping up some Vegas hatred. Come on, gin something up here, buddy.
I don't like seeing them win a Stanley Cup this soon. Having this much success so early.
Joey and Janie McSnotface out there in Vegas.
There's no Mo Greens. No one out there has been making their bones for a while in dealing with a lot of struggles to get to this point. Grinding, churning, rooting on bad teams. Usually, when you have an expansion team, you deal with that. You have to live with the early struggles and horrendously bad teams and like the goofy names that are brought onto your team in an expansion draft and how you think back on that when your team finally wins. You're right. They just went to the Stanley Cup in their first year and they've been
good ever
relevant
since.
Pretty much every year since.
Yep.
Here is Chris on the Fan. Hello, Chris.
What's going on, guys?
Chris, turn your radio down, brother, and then we'll talk, my man. What do you got for us?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I want to talk about the NBA Finals, man. I think I know so many people that hate Joker, and he's my favorite.
You
player,
know, you've
man.
Got like, people that don't like that don't it, like
yeah,
the
who
big fella
who
Jokic.
Wouldn't like
why?
Joker? He's doughy. He's just a big doughy dude who looks like he'd be dominating down at the YMCA.
You're absolutely right, man. He's my favorite player in the league. I feel like he's going to go down as the best center of all time. Man. Honestly, I mean, he's going to compete with.
Over
Shaq
Kareem,
and,
Wilt the Still, Shaq. And those guys, Bill Russell, Chris, huh?
No, we'll say the modern era then, all right?
When's the modern era start?
Yeah, give me the cutoff point because you're still – this is Shaq erasure here.
And Hakeem.
I think he's going to be better than Shaq, man, I'm telling you. But it's funny because he's like I said, he's my favorite player. And I have to hear my wife tells me that he looks like an alcoholic with his very bright nose.
Well, he does look like a dude I was going to say that I would want to do a beer and a shot with over at Archie's, but now that I think about it, there is actually no proof that he's got an issue or anything like that, right? He's just a guy that likes to eat and doesn't really like to work out.
I mean, he's just a big, doughy guy who's an absolute ox when he gets to the rim, who's got very scary brothers.
Yeah, I don't know who Chris is hanging out with, that there's all this Jokic hate out there.
His wife,
yeah, he just hears it from his wife.
Whose wife around here? Not that obviously there's a lot of basketball fans, men and women. Whose wife just has this insanely strong opinion about the Joker?
I thought a lot of wives like the dad bods.
Right, I thought that was still in.
Don't need six packs and
well,
don't
six
need
packs
to, like,
of one
chiseled
kind.
From granite. Here's Frank on the Fan. Hello, Frank.
Hey guys. Hey, I just have a question going back to when you were talking about Delvin Cook.
Sure.
Yep.
And you know, he also had Kirk Cousins at quarterback. He had John Jefferson at receiver whichever one. And then they had two Pro Bowl linemen. I mean,
you might be the first guy I've ever heard that's trying to make Kirk Cousins out to be a really good quarterback.
Well, you know, he's better than what we had the last couple of years.
You think Kirk Cousins was better than Ben?
Yeah, he was better than Ben in Ben's last year or two.
The numbers were pretty much the same.
I would have taken Kirk Cousins. It would have been like a gremlin. I wouldn't have wanted to play him in prime time. Like keep him away from prime time.
So wait a minute.
On those
you
1
think
o'clocks.
Delvin Cook is a product of playing with Kirk Cousins?
And two Pro Bowl linemen. I think he's definitely I'm not saying that he's not better than our guy, but I think our guy wasn't playing with the same type of talent around him. That's my only point.
So wait a minute. So you're saying you're still not saying that Najee's better than Cook?
No, I don't think we've been able to see how good Najee is. I think Cook is better after 6 years. Do we have a year with him? Maybe. Will he be as good as he was in Minnesota? What do you think?
I think all you need to ask yourself is he better than the guy we've got right now? Because you can afford him and you want to run the ball a lot, and there's a lot of attrition at running back, so you probably want more than one
for the right price. I agree.
Thank you, Frank. Here is Jim next. Hello, Jim.
Hey.
Hey,
guys, how you doing?
Jim.
Hello.
Hi, Jim.
What's up? You're on the air.
Hey, just talking Pirate baseball right now.
We'd love to hear some Pirates baseball from you, Jim. What do you got?
Well, you know, the season opens up and you got, what, 28-game streak where they're 20-8, they're 7-14 winning percentage, and then what happens next? 6-19. They were playing Oakland A's baseball.
Yep, we can read the schedule.
And unfortunately, then they another 6-game winning streak, and then it was Oakland A's, or the team to take it down.
Yes.
What are the chances?
Yes, Jim, you're just recapping the season for us so far. Anything, any analysis or opinion you want to add to it?
Well, I've been hoping to see the big turnaround here. I was, you know, the Vegas over-under for the Pirates this year was...
How many games do you think they're going to win, Jim? What is their final record going to be?
The over-under was 67
Thank
and
you.
A half.
How?
So I did take the under, but I'll tell you what. Now I'm hoping they're going to go over 500.
What do you think? Okay, give me a final record, Jim.
84.
84 and 78.
Well, then that is a big turnaround. You said you're waiting on the big turnaround. If you go from 100 losses to 84 wins, that's a 22-win improvement from last year. That is a big turnaround.
It would be if it happens. We got to see it happen.
Well, I know, but you just predicted it would happen.
I'm predicting it.
Thank you, Jim.
What the heck happened there? That was strange.
Are you starting to rethink Open Phone Friday,
no,
or are you still committed to the concept?
No, I respect the guy who came with some facts on Kirk Cousins, who was better statistically than Ben for the same time comparison.
But by how much, though?
He threw like 11 more touchdowns. He had fewer picks.
When was the starting point?
2020 and 2021, Kirk Cousins, his numbers, 68 touchdowns, 20 picks. Ben, 55 and 20.
Okay.
Cousins passer rating around 104 for those two seasons. Ben around 90. I mean, he was better.
He was better. But it's not the same thing as saying, well,
the problem is
Dalvin
Kirk Cousins
played
on a team that went 15-17 during those
Dalvin
games.
Cook played with Patrick Mahomes or an Andy Reid's offense or something like that. He was playing on a team that was coached by Zimmer, right? Mike Zimmer.
Zimmer and then O'Connell.
Who might be a pretty good offensive
coach.
You are
erasing Brian O'Neill's contributions here. You're going after a Pitt guy indirectly. He did talk about two Pro Bowl linemen, one of whom was Brian O'Neill.
Look, I think that was a really good offense in terms of the skill position players they had, the talent they had, all guys that if you play fantasy football, you're very well aware of the guys that are in that Vikings offense. But after Jefferson, I thought Cook was the best player. His job. I think Dalvin Cook is higher on the running back rankings than Kirk Cousins is on the quarterback rankings,
don't you? He definitely
is,
because Kirk Cousins, the key with him is, despite having like the really good numbers, Kirk Cousins always curdles like milk in the sun when the games matter the most.
Bob is next. Hello, Bob.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Hi, Bob.
Thank
happy
you, Bob.
Friday to you, pal.
Awesome. 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 I love your show. You guys
Thank you.
Kill it. So, hey, I'm from Maine. I'm probably, I think I've told you this before, I'm the biggest Steeler fan that has existed in this state, I guarantee you. But I wanted to ask Mueller, and this is no criticism to you, but I've noticed that you have, I'd just say some hatred for the other Boston teams.
Your phone's breaking up a little
he's
bit.
Asking
I just
me
heard
why,
Boston.
You're asking me why I have such hatred for the other Boston teams? But,
yeah, like for the Celtics, like.
Oh yeah, I just don't like them. I like seeing Boston unhappy because they've had way too many titles. So it is just
okay.
Bob, it is 100% pure haterade, my friend.
Okay, that's awesome. That's fair, and that's fair. I just wanted to know why.
Yeah.
Believe me, I've had to live up here in this friggin' hellhole.
You're in Maine. You're in one of the most beautiful states in the union.
Maine. I'm gonna throw it back on you. I want you to rank the New England states for me, from worst to best.
Yeah, I like
okay.
this.
From worst.
Yep.
Okay, Connecticut.
Not surprising.
Let's see, Rhode Island.
Okay.
And then I'll go New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont. Vermont, you can't beat Vermont.
What about Massachusetts?
He put it in there.
Oh fuck them! Sorry,
we gotta drop you. We gotta dump you, Bob. You can't say that word on the air.
I love it. All about you. If you were going to lead in with what is the scenario most likely to get a caller to say a word he can't say, in this case, an F-bomb, I think near the bottom of the likeliest scenarios would be, please rank the states in New England. I honestly believe it would be like one of the three most
He said you
things.
Can't beat Vermont. I've never been to Vermont.
Marijuana, good beer, right near Canada, pretty
Ben and
close
Jerry's.
To Montreal, Ben and Jerry's.
Skiing.
A lot of outdoorsiness, very friendly people,
LL
very
Bean.
Welcoming. I would say something else if I knew
Maple
Zeiss.
Syrup.
If I knew Zeiss was listening, I would say one other thing just to make him mad.
All right. So we've wrapped up another open phone Friday.
How do you think it
week.
Went today?
I give it a B minus.
How would you have graded it before? Did Bob in Maine, who we had to dump, enhance it
yeah,
or make
did.
It better?
He did.
Or make it worse? Enhance
he did.
It? Okay.
It was an honest mistake. It was an accident. It happens again. We'll have to consider a lifetime ban.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Friday, June 9th. Guys, I thought I had a...
Well, hold on a second, Intern Dom. You're getting ahead of yourself. I need to do the sponsor
read. I'm sorry. To ask if there were any sponsors
Sorry,
today.
Pony, are there any sponsors
There are.
Today?
There's one. Folk Energy. Clear thinking, mental focus, and good mood.
You could use some, Dom.
Donnie is already drinking Vegas bombs in Atlantic City. That is his drink of choice today.
Those were a problem back in the day.
Sean, have you ever had a Vegas bomb?
I sure have.
What are your thoughts?
It's okay. I mean, all the bombs are kind of the same to me.
Do you have a favorite bomb?
Let's go with Vegas bomb, I guess, because I can't think of any better.
How about the Irish car bomb?
Oof. If you don't drink that one in one fell swoop, though, things are about to get very
Yeah, that's when you drop the one drink into the other, right?
Yeah, yep. That's when you drop whiskey mixed with a
How
little
about Jaeger
bombs,
Jaeger bombs, Jaeger bombs.
Jaeger bombs, Jaeger bombs. too much cinnamon in there. I think the Vegas bomb actually was my go-to. Vegas bombs, I felt like I could just hammer those things.
Do you count the Flaming Dr. Pepper as a bomb drink?
No.
How about sake bombs?
Yes.
I think sake bombs are my choice.
I like the old traditional Boilermaker.
Mm.
It's not a bomb. You just have a shot and a beer. Like a blue-collar guy would.
Loophole. By the way, before Dom gets to his debrief topic, you should have heard the question he asked me before the show. If he said, you want to just tell Chris what you told me?
What question?
About if you got a notification on your phone.
Yeah, so
Oh man.
With all the smoke in New York and all that, and the movie Oppenheimer coming out, Malzy, yeah. If you got a notification right now on your phone,
yeah.
And it said a nuclear bomb has gone off, and you have 5 minutes until we all die. We're done for. 5 minutes.
Yeah.
What do you do in those 5 minutes?
And you're stuck here with us.
Yeah, I mean, you could try to go somewhere, but you're not getting far. You'll get stuck on parkway traffic.
Oh, this is unbelievably grim.
I know. That's why I thought it would be right up your alley.
I mean, well, the only answer I can give is an honest one, and it's a huge downer. I would FaceTime my wife and children and want to see them on FaceTime as we all were turned to radioactive dust.
I didn't even think of that. I said I'd call a bunch of people, but
wow.
That's me in the analog age. I should have thought of the FaceTime,
I'd
see their
FaceTime
faces.
Alex and the boys and be like, it's been real. And then I would probably sit here and go, so who do you got, Alcaraz or Djokovic?
You want to do anything crazy?
I think they keep playing them.
What is there to do that's crazy?
That's
in the
what I said
to him. Window?
Shatter a window?
Break into the vending machine? Something.
Crazy is run around this building naked or something like that for
That'd
no
be fun.
Reason.
You have 5 minutes. You can
what
do
happens
it?
If it's a false alarm like there was a couple of years ago in one of those alerts?
Wow.
And then you are just, everything's out there. Your giblets are hanging out for everyone to see. And
would you make a confession? Like admit to someone or some, like, I always had these thoughts or I always thought this way and I just never
I
had.
I would look you right in the eye, Pony. I'd say, Pony, I never really believed you jinxed all of our teams.
What I never really thought Kenny Pickett was that good. I just said
put it out there. I always thought his hand size was a real problem.
All right, Dom, what's the debrief topic?
All right, gents. So I have three things today for you.
Three?
Donnie usually does one, but for the intern Dom debrief, we do three. Wow. I'll rip through these and get your guys' thoughts on it.
Okay.
So we've been talking a lot today about Dalvin Cook to the Steelers, an idea that was put out there by Joy Taylor. The thing that interests me the most about the Joy Taylor video was right after saying the Steelers would be a good fit, she goes on to say, if you have a creative offensive coordinator, you can really utilize a guy like Dalvin Cook. Huh? Joy, come back to me. You can't say the Steelers would be a good fit and then say, well, if you have a good offensive coordinator, you'd be the perfect team.
Yeah, Joy lost me on that part of it. I want to stick up for Joy, and I'm a big Joy Taylor fan.
She buoys your spirits.
Well, what would you say is the town she grew up in?
Forest Hills.
I know she went to Woodland Hills High School. She's a Forest Hills girl.
Yeah, Forest Hills, Church Hill, that area.
Okay. I think my default setting is to really, really like Joy Taylor. And I like that she at least put something out there, but I don't like that she defended her opinion by saying they have a creative offensive coordinator. They have the exact opposite of that, the least creative offensive coordinator.
First, I cannot, Dom, Joy, come back to me is an unbelievable little bit of move there. Matt Canada's one great offense at Pitt, power running offense. Dalvin Cook, running back. Maybe you overstepped. Maybe you bit off a little more than you could chew there, big guy.
No, I don't think he did.
We had months. You guys had months of conversation about how uncreative Matt Canada was.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't say he goes to a good team with a good offensive coordinator.
Yeah, forget it. I'm punting on it.
How about the Steelers?
I'm punting on it.
Second thing. I saw this from TJ Watt. I thought it was interesting.
That would be a first.
He said, I care about the regular season, but it's been 6 years now and no playoff wins. It's not acceptable in any ways. You can't shy away from wanting to be a Super Bowl champion. That's everybody's goal. And just a reminder for everyone, TJ Watt is 0-3 in the playoffs. Pony, I love this from TJ. I think this is what you want to hear from your best player.
I think that's right. I think the last time they were in, didn't he score a touchdown to start the game?
Yeah, and then he was part of the defense that gave up
five
in
record
time.
And I knew someone who bet Watt to score the first touchdown, but it was Derek.
Oh.
And they felt like they should have gotten
half money.
Something for that.
Shares same last chromosomes, name. Yeah.
It's tough in this town to be remembered as a great player without postseason success. I can't think of many guys.
It's going to hinder Cam Hayward's legacy unless they make a deep push before he retires.
I mean, at least Rod Woodson was on a team that went to the Super Bowl, and he came back and played in the game, didn't win it.
It's going to hurt McCutcheon's legacy unless they somehow make a playoff push with
him. Yeah, but even with him,
because they didn't win a playoff series. I know he was a central figure on the 2013 Wild
Card. Sure, also a different standard, though. I mean, to just get the Pirates back to relevancy.
Better answer. Barry Bonds never got them to a World Series, and it gets held against them still.
I can't think of many Steelers modern era greats going back to the early 70s who are looked at as Hall of Fame level players who are revered and beloved in this town who weren't a part of winners.
What about AB?
Not beloved in this town.
He's a Hall of Famer, though.
He should be, yes. But some people will tell you he's not, and they're wrong.
Next.
All right, guys, the third thing I saw, everybody saw, the Jaguars released their Stadium of the Future. It looks really cool, by the way, if you see the pictures. It can expand to seat over 71,000 people. And this is the part that caught my eye. So they gave a presentation showing everybody what their new stadium would look like and what it can do.
Mm-hmm.
It included the presentation, references to hosting music festivals, concerts, international soccer matches and tournaments, potentially the NFL draft, the Final Four, and maybe even a Super Bowl. Now, I'm not a guy who's clamoring for a new stadium, but if you get a new stadium with a roof, can you imagine a Super Bowl in Pittsburgh?
No, it wouldn't happen. But the other stuff, maybe.
Why not?
Not
just
enough hotel
there's not
space.
Enough space for something
like that.
Not enough
infrastructure.
Do we have more than or less than Minnesota?
Yes, a lot less, actually.
Yeah. Really?
Minnesota's way bigger than you think. There's like another gigantic city right next door.
Yeah, it's almost twice the size in
population. But Jacksonville, you make a good point about, Dom. Like, the last time they had a Super Bowl, the only time they had a Super Bowl, they had to put hotels on boats.
Correct.
Because there weren't enough, and that's why they haven't had another one there.
Which a lot of people said we could do here, forgetting the fact that you've got to get those boats under bridges.
But if you're asking me about a new stadium, the only way I'd want it done many, many years from now is with a roof.
I know that Joe Starkey thinks football shouldn't be played under domes.
I'm pro dome.
I'm pro dome right now because they've got Kenny Pickett and his tiny hands, and he needs to have the best grip on the ball possible. That happens in a dome.
Dumb way to fill in for Donnie.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.